VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A federal district judge on Tuesday sternly rebuked President Trump's first national security advisor for lying to investigators about his contacts with Russia in the weeks before Trump assumed power in early 2017, but delayed his sentencing. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports General Lieutenant General Mike Flynn admitted that he knew that lying to the FBI is a crime.
The delay came in a stunning hearing where federal Judge Emmett Sullivan accused the retired three-star general and former national security advisor of selling out his country, raising the prospect he could send Flynn to prison. Prosecutors had recommended against prison time, citing Flynn's cooperation in the special counsel's Russia probe. The delay in sentencing will allow Flynn to keep cooperating and get credit for it when he is sentenced. Flynn was to be the first White House official sentenced in the special counsel's probe. President Trump tweeted good luck to Flynn before the hearing.
Under pressure from a New York State lawsuit, President Trump's charitable foundation is closing down. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Trump Foundation has reached an agreement to dissolve and to distribute its remaining assets to other nonprofits. New York State filed suit against the foundation last spring, accusing it of operating like an extension of the Trump business and presidential campaign. That lawsuit continues. Acting Attorney General Barbara Underwood is seeking millions of dollars in penalties. She also wants an order barring Trump and his eldest children from running any other charity. Lawyers for the foundation say its infractions were minor and that the Trumps wanted to shut down the enterprise. Anyway, a judge must still sign off on the agreement.
The attorney general said her office had found what she called a shocking pattern of illegality on the part of the Trump Foundation. This is VOA News. Yemen's key port city.